First of all, I want to remind you that we have our pasta dinner immediately after Mass, and we only have two of the sisters here, which is a good thing, because otherwise the sisters would eat us out of house and home. The rest of the sisters are at the shrine. They're having their annual novena to Our Lady of Lourdes, so the sisters will eat and run. Also, after Mass tomorrow morning, we'll have coffee and donuts and blood pressure checks. There was a rich fellow who lived in a small town, and he used to shoplift for excitement. But he only shoplifted little things so that if he got caught, it was only a misdemeanor offense, and he would pay a fine and make reimbursement. And there was a policeman in town who knew he was doing this, and really, it really bugged him. So one day, the policeman was at the store, and he saw the fellow take a carton of Morton's and a package of Duracells. And so he walks out this door, and the policeman stops him, and he says, "We got you." He says, "Oh, it's just a misdemeanor." He says, "Oh, no, not this time. This time we got you for salt and battery." The point is that we are to be salt and light to the world. In the first reading, the prophet says we are to share our bread, shelter the homeless, clothe the naked, which basically is what we also hear in Matthew's gospel, in chapter 25, the story of the Last Judgment, where we are judged by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, and so forth. The consequence that the prophet says is light will shine for us, and we will be healed. In other words, we will have God's blessing because we are doing what he asks us to do. And then he goes on and repeats the first part. He says, you have to remove oppression, false accusation, malicious speech. You have to speak kindly and build up. And again, sharing our bread and so forth. We are to bring light to our world. And it's not hard to see the darkness of our world. We are to bring light to it. We see mass killings. We see persecution and prosecution of pro-life people. We see a denial by our president of what the bishops have said, that we should not use tax money for abortions. We see a denial of human nature, of what it means to be a man or a woman. We see a denial of the reality in marriage and so many of these things, which is darkness. But we are reminded in the gospel that as Catholic Christians, we are to be light and salt. It's a continuation of last Sunday's gospel, part of the Sermon on the Mount. We are to be salt of the earth to season the world. That means we have to share the word of God, the message of the gospel, which is truth. We are to share the nature of human beings as God created us in ways that, and we are to live in such a way that we respect people around us and care for those who are in need. We are to be light. As the founder of the Christopher says, it is better to light a candle than to stumble and curse the darkness. We are to be courageous enough to be bold and to be light in our world. We are to stand up for what is good and true. Even when people laugh at us and ridicule us, call us hateful and intolerant, in spite of that, we are still to respect them who have made themselves our enemies and to love them nonetheless and pray for them. It is as Paul says to the Corinthians. He didn't come with lofty words of philosophical discourse, but the simple word of truth to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen. We are to do exactly the same thing. Even in weakness and fear and trembling, we are to let people know what is true. We are to be salt and light. We have to let the whole world see the light of Christ starting with our family, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, and even our enemies. We are to proclaim that Jesus is who he says he is, that God loves each of us and all of us. He wants us to be salt and light to the world, that we might live in his light forever in the world to come.